dead. You could keep individuals in your car so you can use the carpool lane, or you could harness their stupidity for your own financial gain. Option one is dangerous. I recommend that you stay away from anything that involves individuals, electricity, and sex. It's just common sense. Option two requires you to be in your car with individuals for long periods of time. There is a real risk that they will attempt to make conversation. That would negate any benefits you get from avoiding traffic congestion. And if you accidentally leave them in the car and forget to crack the window open, they'll die. You'll need more than one of those little Christmas tree air fresheners to solve that problem. I recommend option number three. Harness the stupidity of the individuals around you and use it for your own financial gain. In order to do that, you'll need to be able to anticipate their moves well in advance. This can be difficult because the average individual does not anticipate his own moves in advance. If you ask the average individual about his plans, he'd say he has no plans. But if you yank the 8-track tape player out of that individual's Pinto and then repeatedly hit that average individual with it, you could make him confess that he has some plans, even if those plans are not very exciting. Here are the average individual's plans. Become shorter and more crotchety over time. Lose all appreciation of popular music. Cultivate ear hair. And get a new 8-track player. Clearly, with a world full of people who have goals like that, most of the things that happen in the future will not be the result of good planning. That makes the future difficult to predict. That's why you need this tape. I compiled my predictions here so you won't have to have any unpleasant surprises during the next millennium. Now, any morning you're wondering if it would be better to drown yourself in your cereal bowl or face 6 billion individuals again today, at least you'll be making an informed decision. This tape is an exhaustive analysis of the future, in the sense that if you held it above your head for several hours, you would become exhausted. I recommend that you do just that before listening to it, so you'll be groggy and you won't notice that the ideas don't all fit together, like this next one. I'm more of a sprinter than a marathoner when it comes to many aspects of life, for example, when I'm running. Over short distances, up to 2 yards, I can run faster than cheap pantyhose on an itchy porcupine. But over long distances, I'm not so impressive. I try to compensate for my lack of long-distance endurance by having good form. I'm told that my running style is quite majestic. That's probably because I learned to run by watching nature films in which leopards chased frightened zebras. Now when I run, I open my eyes real wide and let my tongue slap the side of my face. If you saw it, you'd be saying, "That's very majestic." And then you'd run like a frightened zebra. That's why my homeowners association voted to ask me to do my jogging with a pillowcase over my head. If you think none of this is relevant to the future, you'd be oh so wrong, because it leads quite neatly to my first prediction. Prediction 1. In the future, authors will take a long time to get to the point. That way the tape seems longer. There are many methods for predicting the future. For example, you can use horoscopes, tea leaves, tarot cards, or crystal balls. Collectively, these methods are known as nutty methods. Or you can put well-researched facts into sophisticated computer models, more commonly referred to as a complete waste of time. While all of these approaches have their advantages, none are appropriate for this tape because they require more work than sitting around and making stuff up. Instead, I will use these far more efficient methods to divine the future. My awesome powers of logic, my crystal clear observations, my almost frightening intuition, and my total lack of guilt. The future is an excellent topic for any author. By the time you realize I was wrong about everything I predicted, I will be dead. Business schools refer to that phenomenon as the time value of money, or more commonly as good luck getting a refund now. Tapes about the future also have a nice upside potential. For example, let's say most of civilization is destroyed by some huge calamity. That's not the good part. And let's say a copy of this tape somehow gets encased in amber and trapped in a tar pit. It happens more often than you'd think. It happened to my brother. He makes a great conversation piece. Eons from now, when our descendants find it, the tape, not my brother, they will listen to my predictions and believe I was a wise, holy man. I think I'll